to make up a story and make it beautiful. I talk about you, the things you do make it colorful. But I'm wondering what has gotten in and has pushed you to pull away. Is there something, dear, that I'm missing here? Show a sign. It ain't over till it's over. It ain't over till it's over. Till it's over. It ain't over till it's over. Till you know.
I love this segment on the show, especially after Bruce Coburn. I'm just in the best mood. It's live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. And this week's recording artists are the Elwins. I've had so many people go, seriously? The Elwins? So that's a good thing, I think. First time I heard about you guys was through this hot chick named Kat. And I said, okay, I'll check them out, because I don't automatically say yes to people coming on the show, because they could suck. And then I found out that you guys reminded me of B-52s did these great videos, great music videos. You guys are so B-52-ish in your music videos.
Oh, cool.
So I just had to have you on the show just because of that. And they're pretty freaking amazing. So let's go through the gang here, first of all. Which one's Frankie?
I am Frankie.
Frankie, are you an original member or are you kind of newish?
I'm a newish guy.
Are you?
Uh-huh.
Like how newish?
About 2.5 years or so.
Okay. But that's no longer new. That's pretty good. So yeah. They haven't kicked you out yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
We're still kicking.
All right. And Matthew.
That's me.
Matthew, way over there. Matthew, would you be considered the front man of the group?
I would be considered the front man, I believe.
Okay. All right. Lead, vocals, and guitar. That sounds like front man. And Ferd?
That's me.
Is it Ferd or Ferd? Or
it's Ferd.
Ferd.
Yeah.
As in Ferdinand?
Kind of like that, but as a like that, but not.
Thank you for clearing that up for us.
Wow.
And, of course, there's Travis. And Travis, for those of you listening into the radio, is sitting at the children's table at the Christmas banquet today.
Yeah, what's up?
Travis, we just put the smallest guy in the band in the smallest chair. So we'll post this video sometime. I'm a little behind. I haven't even posted Fred Penner and Ken Whiteley up there yet, Tim. Can you believe that?
Oh, you're so useless.
My
commentary earlier.
Travis, what magical instrument have you brought today?
Tambourine.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. How do you feel about this tambourine?
Good. I think it's a good quality one. We used to have a blue one for a couple years, and it got lost or something. So this one's good.
Do people steal tambourines?
If they do, I don't think it's intentional. It's just...
It's accidental?
Yeah. It's kind
of like how do you accidentally steal a tambourine?
It's hard to run away and not be caught with one of those. Ching, ching,
ching. Ching, ching, ching. So, Huron Heights, who went there?
Three of us.
Yes.
Okay, Larry, Curly, and Mo all went to Huron Heights. That was pretty near a school that I used to go to, Pickering College.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Right? My last year there, it burned down.
Pickering College did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It was probably before you guys were born. But we had a killer Christmas holiday. It was fantastic. It was like 2 months long.
Whoa.
So good. Except all the stuff burned. You know, my clothes, everything.
Really?
Yeah.
I never heard that part.
You never heard that stuff burned?
Well, I heard that it burned down. I didn't realize
you
lost so much.
A lot of people lost stuff. Anyway, can we get back to Huron Heights? When you guys were getting together at Huron Heights, did the chicks dig you because you were in a band?
I don't know if I knew what was going on with the chicks back then. Yeah. Like in hindsight, I think it was possible, but I wasn't aware of it.
So
you were oblivious to chicks?
I was oblivious to chicks.
Okay. Now, I'm making some presupposition here that, you know, everybody's straight, but who knows, and I don't want to even... I'm like the awkward middle-aged dad now. That's nice. I don't want to know about it. I think that being in a band is great, except it comes with a little bit of friction sometimes. And you guys have had different members, right? You've had two other people who've come through this chemistry, whatever it is. Did you kick them out? Were they jerks?
No.
Not at all.
Yeah, the first guy, Nathan, who was in our band, he was awesome. And,
but why did he leave?
He wanted to pursue some other stuff. He wanted to do
So he is a jerk.
Yeah, I guess.
He was the only one not oblivious to chicks, so he realized, oh, hey.
Yeah. Man. And the other one left?
And Chris, yeah, he left. And
why?
He's doing some other music now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People use the word, you know, keep, not the word, but they say about you guys, keep your eye on these guys. They're going to explode. They're going to be huge. They're going to be the next best thing, blah, blah, blah. What does that feel like to you? Ferd, when you hear people say that, do you go... Oh, stop. Because most Canadians go, whatever.
I was sorry.
Sorry. I'm sorry we're going to explode. I'm sorry about our exploding.
No, I mean, it's so flattering that anybody would want to say that about you immediately. It's just like very humbling to hear somebody say that, I think. Like that anybody would think that about you. You go, wow, that's really nice.
Yeah.
And I think that we have big goals for ourselves. So it's like edifying a bit, you know, like we're on the right track kind of a thing.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah. People say happy. That's the word they use for you guys. Happy. Is that your shtick? Like, are you bigger than Pharrell?
Our new single is called Happier.
Happier?
Because I'm happy.
That's funny. That's so good. But that is your shtick, right? I mean, you're there to. I've heard. I haven't been to one of your gigs. I gotta go. By the way, you're about to tour. You're about to go out west for like 1,000 years, and then you'll be back. And I'm gonna come. I think I'd like to go to your gig at Van Gogh's here in Guelph. I'd love to see that.
Oh, nice. Awesome!
Yeah, I like that place too. It's a cool place.
What's it called?
Van Gogh's here.
The only one that was left?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. They should have called it Mike Tyson's ear. Doesn't make any sense. Let me talk about your axes just for a second. What are you guys playing? Ferd, what are you playing?
I've got Frankie's Epiphone acoustic here. Frankie, you want to talk about that a little bit?
It's six strings on this bad boy.
Is that a jumbo? It looks almost jumbo.
It is a jumbo. It's also guaranteed, I hear.
Wow.
Just reading about
you bought it at Walmart?
I got it off Kijiji, so I don't know if that guarantee is still good.
I'm saying that guarantee's gone. It's like buying it at Target.
Yeah, but it's a great guitar. It's jumbo.
Let's see. Like, what's it sound like? I want to hear that. Ooh, yeah, I love that. Deep resonation in there. That's nice. All right. And how about this little axe over there?
Funnily enough, this one is Ferd's guitar.
Okay, what? You guys are real friendly, aren't you?
Yeah.
Don't tell me about all the things you share. I don't want to know anymore. So let's hear this thing. What's
some sort of family story about this one, right?
Yes, this was actually my aunt's guitar, and it's a 70s Guild acoustic.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What series? Do you know?
I don't know.
Turn it. Oh, it's like a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's a small body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a little baby Taylor. Nice, nice. Yeah, those two are going to work together quite nicely. Now, let's just hear this tambourine. Wow. Yes. Listen to that.
That's him running down the hall.
Yeah, stealing the tambourine accidentally. Guys, what's the first song we're going to do?
You Have Me.
True story. Yeah. I do. And they're live here on the Drew Marshall Show. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time, and hopefully not the last, although they'll become so big, they won't remember me, the Elwins.
There is something special about the way you show your teeth, making me an imbecile, what's hiding underneath. There must be a way to make red with gray. See, I'm stuck to you and I won't pull away. You and me, every single part, every little piece. But I can't tell if you want it all. This picture's still incomplete. Undercover, sleeping tight, do you think of me? You and me, every single part, every little piece. Crossing on my fingers and I'm hoping for the best. Braid the hair on my toes and the stragglers on my chest. I'm a nervous wreck, thinking what the heck. You should see me standing here, much an object. You and me, every single part, every little piece. But I can't tell if you want it all. This picture's still incomplete. Undercover, sleeping tight, do you think of me? You and me, every single part, every little piece. There must be something I can say. There must be something. There must be something I can do. There must be something. I will find a way to make red with gray. See, I'm stuck to you and I won't pull away.
I won't pull away.
Every single part, every little piece. But I can't tell if you want it all. This picture's still incomplete. Undercover, sleeping tight, do you think of me? You and me, every single part, every little piece. Woo, 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 woo. You and me, every single part. You and me, every little piece. You and me, every single part. You and me, every single part. Every little piece.
Yeah, well done, guys. Very well done. The Elwins live on the Drew Marshall Show. I always feel awkward clapping by myself because it feels like the old adage. Too late. No, sorry. It's just too late.
It's the echo in the studio here.
The audience leapt to its foot. I just think it's so funny. I'm sorry I don't get out much, but that your percussionist is the smallest guy in the group sitting in the low chair. I just think it's hilarious. You've got to watch this video later, folks. It is so cute. Folks, here's the blurb on these guys, just in case you want to know a little bit more, and you'll find out a little bit more when we keep going. The Elwins have garnered an impressive pile of attention and praise, considering their relative youth. Let's stop there. How old are y'all? And by the way, for dude, the Mo, the Tash, like, right? Everyone says that, and I love it. I love the. I just, you know, it fits with the whole thing, right?
Oh, thank you.
But you gotta have, you know, like, you're not 14. You gotta have some age to grow
no,
that
no,
that thing.
I'm 26,
and it's real, right?
It's real,
man. So I had a mustache forever. I had hair and a mustache. I had the tall, and I was 6'4", so I had the Tom Selleck thing going. Short shorts, right? Mm-hmm.
It was pretty scary, actually.
It's a scary thing. Yeah. Yeah. But you, I've not seen anyone pull it off as good as you, man.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Do you get tired of people bringing up the mustache? You go, really? You got to make something about the mustache?
No. It's really, it's interesting. You know, I'm very used to it now, so... It's just part of my life.
Have people been stupid to you about it? Have they been cruel, Ferd? Have they been cruel? I'll take them out, man.
Oh, I've had a couple people that really grabbed it.
What?
Hard.
We don't want to know anymore.
People don't believe that it's real.
Oh, really?
On a regular basis, we'll hear people say like, yo, dude, is your mustache real? It's not real. No, it's not real. Like, it is real.
Have you written a song about mustaches?
We have, actually. We wrote a song for Movember.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great. I like that one. That's a great. I could finish that sentence, but I'm not.
Well, it was only one song, so the non-plural is fine.
It's a great. And I'm Italian.
It's a great.
How, you know, well, there's the whole Mario thing, right?
Exactly. You're so on point, man.
Yeah. Okay, 26. Hey, Matthew, how old are you?
I'm 25.
Okay. And Travis?
25.
25? 25. So you're the youngest and the smallest? No. Oh, wait, you're the youngest?
I'm 20.
Man. So Travis is 20. Wait, hold on. You're Travis.
I'm Frankie.
You're Frankie. You're Travis. This is just going to hurt. where has this come from? And I know this just sounds like such an esoteric thing, but you young guys have captured an old sound, and is it simply that has brought you to the forefront of this industry that you're in? Because you're recognizable, you've got a newer, crisp, clean, I don't know, whatever, you know, that thing that people say about your sound, it's working. Is that what it is, the fact that you're young guys doing old stuff, Matthew?
That's possible. I mean, we love old music. And
you're Beatles junkies.
We do love the Beatles, yeah. And Travis is kind of like the guy in the band who's providing us with all the tunes to listen to that inspire us and everything like that. He's like an encyclopedia of knowledge.
He's a musical library. He's always the guy who's always on the lookout for new music. New old music.
New to us. And I guess, I don't know, I never really thought about it that way, but yeah, it's old music.
I want to just go over something here which I found puzzling. Most recently, the band has welcomed Frankie Figliomeni. Figliomeni?
Very close. It's Figliomeni.
That's what I said. Most recently, the band has welcomed Frankie into the fold, playing the bass guitar. Since then, they've seen their audience and subsequently the excitement surrounding their LP expand exponentially. Dude, that's a big weight to bear. The whole thing is because of you? Did I read that right?
No, you read it right. Yeah.
Is it a fluke? Or are you just like gold, man?
It's definitely
gold. Say it.
I'm gold?
Question mark.
I'm not sure.
I thought that was hilarious. I read that in the bio and went, okay, these guys love you. Yeah.
That's what Figliomeni means.
Yeah. Gold.
Gold.
What is that Italian?
It is Italian.
Okay. See? Huh?
So when you made fun of Italians before, that was awesome.
I'm just... on point is not the word I'd use. Let's do another song and rescue me, please, guys. What are we doing?
We're doing a song called Off the Wall.
Beautiful. Again, live on the Drew Marshall Show, The Elwins.
1, 2.
In the highlight of an empty page, your words are memorized. I can see that all you need is love to fill your sunken eyes. But if you put your hands out front, you're never gonna feel something coming through you that is real. I'm talking to you, you're asleep. The words are coming at you, they don't go deep. The wind is just bouncing off the wall. Oh, hey, oh, oh, hey, oh, oh, oh. Up in the blue sky, there's a cloud that looks just like a dancing deer. But our heads are shifted, and the images ain't lining up that clear. Saying that you're right when you know you're wrong.
hum. I know the words, I could hear the song. But nothing isn't something till it's true. I hope someday you'll feel something coming through you that is real. I'm talking to you when you're asleep. The words are coming at you, they don't go deep. The wind is just bouncing off the wall. Oh, 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 oh. I'll make you a promise that I know I can keep. I'll never retire, even when I am tired and weak. Well, I've gotta keep it on. I've gotta keep it on. But if you turn away, you're never gonna feel something coming through you that is real. I'm talking to you when you're asleep. The words are coming at you, they don't go deep. The wind is just bouncing off the wall. The wind is just bouncing off the wall. The wall. The wind is just bouncing off the wall.
Great job, guys. Really, really good stuff. The Owens live on the Drew Marshall Show. Now that Tim's clapping, I'll clap because it just feels awkward clapping by yourself. Okay, boys, in the studio with the Elwins, and we were going through their bio, and I had an ADD moment, so we're going to continue. From performing alongside acts like Tokyo Police Club, Arkells, Born Ruffians, Brendan Canning, and Walk Off the Earth, or at festivals including SXSW, South by Southwest, thanks, CMW, Pop Montreal, and the Halifax Pop Explosion, which I think someone in our organization tweeted out that you guys were a Halifax Pop Explosion, which I think you favorited, because that is just the most ludicrous tweet we have ever tweeted. Goofy. Anyway, I want to talk about the group that, did they sing with like a fish? No, that was Humble and Fred's takeoff of their song. Walk Off the Earth.
Yes, Earth.
What was the name of their song?
Well,
the one song that everyone sings?
Somebody I Used to Know?
That's it.
The five guys, one guitar.
That's it. Whereas Humble and Fred did it, five people in one giant fish. And then they had tennis rackets and all sorts of things. Eh?
And a comb, I think, at one point, flicking the tines.
Who are the bands that you go, wow, I would love to share a bill with you, right? So I'll ask each of you. And we should probably go to Travis first. Because Travis, I keep looking at you playing that tambourine. Yeah. And you just need to be involved
Mr.
more.
There's a lot. Should we narrow it down to like Canadian or like...
Yeah, let's do Canadian. Yeah.
Canadian, okay. I think a really cool Canadian group artist is the Heavy Blinkers.
The Heavy Blinkers?
Halifax band.
Oh. Pop sensation from Halifax?
Yeah. Halifax Pop Explosion they are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
They're great.
All right. Matthew.
Okay. Canadian band that I would love to share a bill with would be... I think Lights would be cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We have tried to book a phoner with her, but because she's got like a God thing going on in her life somewhere.
Like her parents were missionaries or something.
Something like that. Yeah,
PK
yeah.
Or an
yeah.
MK.
And your daughter Tim would love it if we had her
yeah,
on the show.
Oh yeah, she's like begging to be. Yeah. As it happens. Yeah.
No, I like her. I like her stuff. She just needs to get different management. I don't think she's managed by.
Yeah, she is.
By what's his name anymore?
Yeah.
Okay, we're just going to leave his name out of it.
Whose name should not be mentioned? The Voldemort of CBC.
What's his new name? Spanky?
Big Teddy Bear.
Ferd?
Well, I'm having a hard time thinking of a Canadian band other than ones that we've already played with.
Yeah.
What about North American?
But I was thinking a band that I would really love to tour with is Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard of them.
Yeah.
They're
you know
French
them?
Band.
Oh, oui.
But they're amazing.
Like the Daft Punkers, huh?
You're weird. I'm starting to get to know more and more bands because of the show and the groups we're having come through. And when I moved back from Australia 12 years ago, I was in that mind space still that Canadian music really wasn't there. But man, is it there now. What's happened over the last... Anybody got a commentary on Canadian music and how
Travis
it's just exploded?
Frankie should tell us what band he likes and then make the commentary.
Okay.
Who's he going to tour with?
I've been listening to a new record by Miniature Tigers recently, and I thought it'd be really cool to play some shows with them.
Okay. All right. And what has happened to Canadian music? Why has it exploded, man? Any idea?
Great question.
Thank you.
To which I will pass off to my friend Ferd.
Global warming?
It's
global warming.
I think it's awesome for us because we see that, and it's inspiring for us. There's so many Canadian bands doing amazing things right now. There's so many Canadian bands and Canadian artists that could be considered some of the most popular artists in the whole world right now. So I think, I don't know what happened exactly to make that happen, but I know for us it's awesome to see that and think, wow, like we can do that too.
Hey, Matthew, how would you describe one of your concerts?
We like to get really sweaty and jump around and just really give it our
and
all.
Pass out ecstasy? And just
it's more like a rave than a concert.
Oh, sorry.
Glow sticks.
Well, when we were touring our last record, we haven't really toured this new record yet, but when we were touring our last record, I feel like we just like made it into like a rock version of the record. We just like turned up the distortion, turned up the amps, and really got like physical on stage. And I think our goal every show we do is just to transfer that feeling of like, man, let's have a good time, you know? Yeah. No matter what the show's like, if there's like a small amount of people or a lot of people, you know. Always try and bring it.
So we have listeners across Canada to this show. Where are you going next? Who would know the sort of areas that you're going?
Yes, we're going all across Western Canada and Ontario. So we're playing all over Western Canada. So Saskatoon, Regina, Winnipeg, Vancouver, Edmonton, Calgary, Nelson,
seriously?
Golden.
Nunavut.
Kelowna, Sudbury. And then we're doing a tour across... like Southern Ontario. So like places like Guelph, Kingston, Ottawa, Montreal. Okay. Yeah. And that'll all be in February.
Okay.
And to early March.
Wow. Who's getting all these gigs for you?
We have a wonderful booking agent, Julien Paquin, who's a fantastic dude. And we're so happy to be working with them.
You hooked in good there, for sure. All right, let's do another song.
Ooh,
can we? What are we doing this time, guys? Can you set it up? Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. This song's called Is There Something? And it's not about anybody specifically, but it's about like looking at people and you see that they have passion for something in their life, but it doesn't feel like they're really pursuing it, and kind of like maybe they're stuck in a rut or something, and it's supposed to be encouraging, I guess, in a way.
Sounds like one of your concerts. Guys, live on the Drew Marshall Show, The Elwins.
Wonder, do you wonder at all if a step is just a stop or a fall? Drop the ball and have your top turn gray, my dear. We're barely here. Take a dive slowly in the shallow, and you compromise your colors that do not offend. Is there something that's under your skin making you a cradle and you want to settle in? You're hoping, you say that you'll give it a try, but something running over the lines across your face, feeling the cut of a rut that's in its place, start to stray and feel it pull away, my dear. We're barely here. Take a dive slowly in the shallow, and you compromise your colors that do not offend. Is there something that's under your skin making you a cradle if you wanna settle in? You're hoping, you say that you'll give it a try, but I don't think you think you've got it inside. Is there something that I could've said? I know there's an answer that is hiding in your head. Is there something, something, something? I know you'll make it out someday. You know I'm here for you. We'll get together in some way. I know we'll feel it too.
making, making you a cradle and you wanna settle in. You hope and you said you'll give it a try, but I don't think you think you've got it inside. Is there something that I could have said? I know there's an answer that is hiding in your head. You hope and you said you'll give it a try, but I don't think you think you've got it inside. Is there something, something, something?
I gotta say that that is my favorite song. Is that because it's the most played song? Is that your hit right now, do you think? No, it's not? Why am I so stoked about that song? It just got such a great... man, I don't even know how to put... What am I trying to say, Tim?
There's this interesting energy, excitement energy, and it's almost like a sad song as well, as like this interesting juxtaposition between the lyrics and the music.
Whoa, don't use more than three syllables.
What's that mean?
There is conflict between music and words.
No, okay, so what's your number one song as far as people digging on it, buying it? And
well, the first single we put out from this record is a song that we're going to play called So Down Low.
Wait, the one you're going to play next?
Yes.
Ooh, okay. So the last song you're gonna play is the bomb.
It's the newest single.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. It's the first song that we released from the new album.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys fight at all? You just seem so stupid. You seem like Mormons. You just seem so nice.
We've had a lot of time to work out how to resolve things, and we definitely do fight, though. You know?
Really?
Yeah, we spend a lot of time together.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, traveling and, you know, jammed into one vehicle for so long, or one stinky motel room, and having to put up with dropping tambourines in the middle of the night.
Who accidentally stole the tambourine tonight?
Yes! Yeah, the maid. The maid took it. I heard her down the hallway.
I told you to hold on to that thing, man. And she took the mint on her pillow.
You guys are nuts. Do one of you or all of you come from musical families? Is that sort of the, is there a prodigy in the group? Is there, no, that's not the right word, is there?
My family was it, I have an uncle who played the guitar in high school.
That's it?
That's what I got.
Yeah, I come from a musical family.
Okay.
Yeah, my mom plays the fiddle and my
dad.
Mom
plays the fiddle?
Yeah.
Is your mom Sharon Corr?
Yes, she is.
No, she's hot. Your mom's hot. I'm just saying. sorry.
Yeah. She plays the violin, and my dad learned how to sing. So that's what I got.
Okay. My mom's side of the family was pretty musical, so I had a lot of cousins around me growing up, and I'd see them playing music.
Yeah.
So my mom's side's got it.
We don't need to pass the mic in on here. There's nothing going on here, man.
This is Travis speaking.
not my side, really. Like, definitely not my mom, or maybe a bit of my dad's side, but not much.
Your dad's a good singer, and he's got great lyrics.
Yeah, like, there's, like, passion for music.
Right.
You should hear Travis's grandfather sing. He's got such a distinct voice. Yeah. Like, his speaking voice is kind of growly. It's like, right.
He's 90-something.
Can you mash him into your songs?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should do that.
That's great.
Is there something that's under your skin?
Yeah, singing voice.
It sounds like Yoda just got stabbed.
Yeah. He's
something
the sweetest
under
guy.
Skin is there.
Oh, man. You guys are a lot of fun. Okay. All right. Listen, we're running out of time. So let's do this last song. Taking us out on the Drew Marshall Show today, The Elwins.
So down low, I've been getting so down low. I've been getting deeper and down until everything's underground, you know. So deep down, there's no way to turn around. There's no way to get back to ground and be up, 'cause I know I'm going down. So down low. Hiding from the cold, you were telling me stories you told. I didn't listen, I didn't give a thought. Oh,
says something good. Top of 350 Fifth Avenue. You were and I was calm, and it went so, so wrong. Oh, I had you in my grasp. I knew it wouldn't last. I had you, but I fell so fast. I'm falling down below. What does it mean?
That was the song. No, that's the song I love. Those last two songs kill me, man. So freaking great.
Thank
so
you.
Good
Thank
to have you,
you
guys.
Thank you so much. Sure.
Man, that was fun. Tim,
that
great job, buddy.
Thank you, brother.
And I'll tell you if I really mean that later.
Yes.
TheElwins.com. That is the website you want to code to. TheElwins.com. Listen, folks, that is the end of our show. Thanks for tuning in. If you missed any of today's show, including this great live performance by The Elwins or our interview with Bruce Cockburn, there's so much more that went down. We post everything on our website, usually by the end of this coming week. We get around to it. We're Canadian. Whatever. And then, I wish I could remember who's on next week's show, but if you'd
that
like to find out.
Did the thing.
The thing with the face.
Yes, and yeah. Stuff.
Then you go to our Facebook page. You'll find us quite prolific on our Facebook page. Twitter, of course, that's another little hangout for us. And our website, drewmarshall.ca. Hey, thanks for tuning in, folks. And remember, if you don't sin, Jesus died for nothing. Bye-bye. 10 years. People ask me how I'm doing now.